Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Take a look at it on the ocean floor. Just go down there, take your scuba gear and go down there. One of you would do that, I know.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are at Vintage Dive Day here in Key Largo. MarineLab.org is the website to look up what they have here. And like I said, we're going to talk to Joe here pretty soon as they get ready to do the demo of the Mark V's here at, right next to Jules Undersea Lodge, or Lab, I think is what they're changing the name to. But it's an underwater habitat. He just took some people down in to stay overnight. Tonight. It's a pretty cool facility, and we're going to talk about that soon enough. However, Jerry the Diver Guy just got out of the water after his first two-hose regulator experience. We're going to call him Jerry Two-Hose.
It's double hose, Greg. Double.
Jerry Double Hose. Or, well, like Vinny Two Tanks, I think it might be Jerry Two-Hose.
Double hose, Greg.
Double hose. I don't know. What do you think, Kristen? Should it be double hose or two-hose?
Two hose.
See,
no,
sorry.
Actually, no, it can't be. It can't be because you already got Vinny Two Tanks. You can't say Jerry.
No, that's what I said. We got Vinny Two Tanks. Now we got Jerry Two Hose.
It can't be two hose because you can't have two people.
He something. Prefers two hose.
There's kids listening, Greg. Okay. Two hose doesn't sound
all right. Maybe, but that wouldn't be the first time.
No way. It is you, Greg.
All right, but you're still dripping wet. You didn't grab a towel as soon as you got out of the water. So was it refreshing? Was the 78 degree water temp felt good?
It actually did, Greg. I mean, it wasn't cold. I thought
I saw you down there shaking.
No.
You're just nervous?
Just gassing. That's what that was.
That's what it was. All right. So explain what it was like. How did you compare it to like all the latest and greatest dive gear that we get to experience, like from NEX? You know, or something like that. Does the regulator breathe differently?
Yes, it does, Greg. Actually, I thought it was going to be a little bit harder to breathe on, but it just breathed normal. It was just unreal as how simple and easy breathing it is.
I agree. I remember that from last year, too. But the only thing, it is a little tricky, like if you invert, that can create problems, and you can get water in the rag or something like that.
You have to bring it over your head and tilt and everything.
Right.
Let it purge out.
When you have full airflow, you're right. They breathe quite well, don't they?
Breathe simple. I mean, it's to be vintage, it just breathes like a regulator made today.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't
balance
go that. Well, the ease of
balance.
It breathes.
Easily, but
yeah. But yeah, you
don't breathe as good as what we have today, but it's just unreal how simple breathing it is.
Yeah, well, exactly. And like I said, just for the photo op, it's worth it, you know, to get that vintage kind of vibe going, the two hose it's pretty awesome experience. So you got your picture, got your video, the whole thing, right?
Got my picture, got my video.
So did you have an underwater knife fight like Mike Nelson from Sea Hunt?
No.
You didn't do that? Where did they take you in the lagoon? Did you just cruise around and see the habitat and all that?
Went over by the habitat, crossed up over it and back down, and actually popped her head in a habitat.
You did. You came up through the moon pool underneath it, did you?
Went through the hole.
Yeah. And did you say anything and like, hey, or just like poke up and then get out of there?
No, we just went in and out.
Yeah. Okay.
And I looked in and the toilet was there, though.
Okay. Great. Great. That's probably the first thing you'd want to know where it is.
First thing you saw when you come up was
the whole thing was your toilet.
Well,
yeah, okay, that's different. Yeah, well, and actually, they were just taking some people down there to overnight. Did you see the people in there?
No,
they hadn't got there yet. I think they were just getting ready to go in when you were swimming around. So you went around the habitat. I mean, it's a little murky down there. So as soon as you go underwater, it felt like kind of foreboding, kind of vibe. Does it kind of feel a little creepy like that?
Well, anytime you dive here at the lab, it's always got that creepy feel because
that's
it's
good
always
for training,
that,
though.
Well, that's true. I done an IDC here, Greg.
You did.
So, Yeah, and it's still the same visibility as what it was.
Well, you know, that thing, it's not really that deep. I think maybe you could get down to 30 feet in the deepest area, maybe. I don't know.
I think farther over is right. About 30 foot, but
yeah.
20 foot is normal, 15, 20
but
foot.
But because of the visibility limiting that, it makes you feel like you're much deeper. Yeah. And so you can do a lot of navigation skills here in the lagoon and stuff like that. So, you know, yeah, it's not like an ocean dive where you're going to have tons of visibility in that regard. But it is pretty awesome for training, especially. And then, you know, they got stuff scattered throughout the lagoon, not just the habitat, but they got some other little things to look at that they've sunk over the years that are fun to explore. Do you see anything else other than the habitat?
We come up on the cannons and Spanish cannons and the anchor and all that. We went by it. But other than that, I mean, that's about as far as we went out and seen anything.
So when you were here years ago, you did your IDC here?
Yeah, well, we done our IE here. We done all our checkout stuff here.
Really? Yeah. And was that planned, or was it because you got blown out in the ocean?
No, we done IDC. I done my IDC with ocean divers back in the day.
Oh, okay.
And then
just down the road here.
We done an IE here at Jules Undersea.
So I see.
We did it right here.
All right, so this brings back memories for you.
Yeah. I got another C card in the same place again. 25
How about that?
Years
so
later.
So it's a Nowy C card that says you're a vintage diver. Did they give it to you right away?
Yeah.
Or are they going to mail it to you? Let me see what it got here. I mean, they're giving you all kinds of cool Chotsky stuff and things that you can pick up, novelty items that they brought over from the museum. But you got to look at that vintage dive experience. Jared Presley, there they printed it out right here for you.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And look here, Greg.
How about
they
that?
Now he's got new ducks.
They're nude.
Shaped.
Nude.
New.
Oh,
duck.
New.
New
ducks.
Ducks that are shaped
like
sharks.
I guess they're nude, too. But, oh, no. Yeah. Oh, you're right. Yeah,
yeah.
Those little rubber ducky things.
Yeah.
And it looks like the duck.
Which now he's known for their little rubber duckies.
They are known for this. That's one of the Chotsky things.
The new
things
one is a shark.
With a duck sticking out of it kind of thing. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah. They'll probably have those at the dive shows.
Oh, yeah.
And people collect them in the industry, that's for sure. Yeah, who was your dive guide? Did they think you were a handful or?
No.
No?
No, I
tried to slip them 50 to leave you out there.
Well, I knew my way back.
They're too professional. They're too professional. They wouldn't. They say, oh, we can't do that. We can't do that. We got to bring them back. Even though we're probably with you, we'd prefer to leave them too, but they're just too professional. At the National Association of Underwater Instructors.
Some of the jellyfish are coming in, Greg. See?
Jellyfish?
Yeah.
Where?
Right there.
I don't know. What, floating along the top?
Yeah, no, right there.
You're pointing.
Right
okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Jellyfish were everywhere down there, Greg.
Really? Were they floating in the water column or down in the bottom of the seafloor?
They were on the floor.
Yeah, that's what I remember seeing them.
They were a couple floating up.
But most of them kind of hang at the bottom, and those are those like type of jellyfish that can't really do anything to you, I think, too.
Yeah. They look like
they don't sting much or nothing.
Yeah,
they're nothing to worry about. I'm sure you wouldn't want to take one and rub your face all over it, but I don't think they're the stinging type or the serious stinging issue type of jellyfish. And that kind of thing. But you know, and that's the beautiful thing about this whole facility. It's very protected. And, you know, and when we say, you know, the viz is a little mucky, it is, but I'm just looking down at the water right now. You can see to the bottom. So, you know, and I'd say that's probably 15 feet, 20 feet at least. So you can, I mean, they have okay visibility to get stuff done for sure. But there, you know, it does muck up a little bit because of the lagoon. But like I said, that's really, really good for training. Especially when it comes to doing navigational skills. And that's why all the instructors in Florida and around the world, for that matter, come here and use this as some of their training grounds. All right, look, hour two is on deck. We're going to get into this Mark V demonstration here in just a bit and talk to Sharky, who manages that whole operation. It's quite a thing. And we're going to talk more about Marine Lab. And what you can do if you want to come out here and experience this for yourself. That's all in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio. Let's go!
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.